There has been developments on the Valhalla Mosque story, and we're joined this afternoon by Yusuf Abramji, consultant, CSI, Interpol, Turn Back Crime Ambassador, Social Cohesion Advocate, Operation Hydric, and spokesman for Valhalla Muslim Community. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. The Valhalla Mosque debacle continued yesterday afternoon. Give us the rundown of who met yesterday and what was discussed.
Well, you remember that the city of Shawane handed over a piece of land to the Valhalla Muslim community at no cost a few months ago. There was then a big uproar from a certain section of the community, and that particular uproar and the objections was led by a certain resident, Richard Buerta. He was very outspoken. He also made allegedly Islamophobic comments together with a number of other residents in the area on social media. We then lodged, I then lodged a complaint with the CRL Commission, the Rights Commission, about the general Islamophobic comments that were made. Yesterday, the Commission summoned us together with some of the objectors to a meeting. We were given a very warm reception. We were listened to very, very attentively, and we argued our case, and the Commission seemed to be agreeing with us that most, if not all, of those comments on social media were Islamophobic, but they still have to decide on the matter. We also argued that our constitution allows for a place of worship. We explained some of the concessions that we agreed to some time ago. And then to our surprise, while we were waiting in the reception area of the CRL Commission, we then saw a photograph of Richard Buerta, the main objector. And for the first time, we then learned that he was a commissioner for the CRL. That shook us. We immediately raised our concerns with the commission chair, and they asked that he recuse himself. But we are not done. We are going further now. We are lodging a formal complaint with the commission to expel him from the commission, because you can't be a referee and a player at the same time. He never disclosed that he was a commissioner for the CRL, and we also now want a full investigation, because in a debate I had with him on a radio station, he compared a mosque to a brothel. A very insulting comment. He also allegedly made Islamophobic comments, and more so if he's a commissioner for the CRL, he cannot be in a position to hold this office, and we want him expelled immediately.
Then on the other end, is it true that the DA councillor stood with those against the building of the masjid?
We saw the DA councillor together with a second councillor sitting in the reception area waiting to go in. We were met separately. We then suspected that she was part of the objection team, but late yesterday afternoon, the two councillors were there together with the leadership of the DA, made it very, very clear that the councillor was invited to the meeting. She was not part of the DA delegation, she was not part of the objectives delegation. They made it very clear again that the DA did not object to the mosque at the council meeting, and they will not object to the mosque, and then we clarified that matter. So it appeared that the DA councillors were there at the request of the commission, and although they shared the same sitting area with the objectives, they say they were not part of the objective team, but they just had to come and give a rundown of the status as the ward councillor for that particular area.
Why isn't there much on the Valhalla Mosque story in the mainstream media nowadays?
Well, I'm sure there will be. I think the commission still has to adjudicate, and we know that normally with the media, you know, when certain issues make the news, they disappear very quickly, and sometimes they come back. We are confident that this matter will return to the mainstream media. We know that I started a petition online this afternoon. We already have about 200 signatures to expel Buerta, but we're now sending a formal letter through our attorneys to the CRL Commission to have Buerta expelled. And inshallah, our main objective is not the media coverage, but to make sure that the masjid comes up. And inshallah, with the support of our listeners and with the support of the general public of South Africa, within the next few months, the process will be able to start. The plans have been finalized. The fundraising has started. We're just waiting for the official title deeds, and inshallah, then the building can commence.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and reward all those that have been involved. Jazakumullah khair for the update.
Jazakumullah, Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.